Brad, the way this game started, yeah, obviously they were flying, and it seemed like you guys were kind of struggling to get into it. But am I right to say that maybe physicality helped you guys sort of get back in this and change things around?
I think so for sure. You could tell right away we didn't have any juice in us, and sometimes you get those letdowns. You know, Pittsburgh was it's a full building, emotional game, and you know, you tell we just didn't have it right away. They were flying. I thought Gavin stepping up there, and you know, he gets in a fight, and that got our bench into it. It got us livened up a bit. You know, then we scored and got us going there the back half of that first period.
Speaking of physicality, maybe it was just me, but it looked like you guys were really going after Jack Hughes after plays. Is that something that, you know, you talk about them like we got to rough up like one of their best guys, or is it just something that happens during the game?
Yeah, well, first you got to catch him. If you're watching, he's flying. He's a really shifty guy. You know, he's playing with a lot of confidence. You know, anybody, you want to lay the body on those top guys as much as you can just to make them work 200 feet, because, you know, if you're not touching them, they're doing what he does very well. So is it a focus? Yeah, we want to be focused on hitting everybody, you know, as far as competitive at the puck and making sure that we're finishing our checks.
How big a challenge is it for you right now with now three of your defense and out? Are you changing anything with what you're doing back there, or is it just next guy up and keep playing the same way?
It is what it is, right? I mean, you know, you look at the number of guys that we have out, those 3D that were taking a lot of minutes, and then, you know, you had Tex and Robinson and Portby, and, you know, we're not the only team. Everybody goes through this, and it's piling up a little bit here on us. But the guys that are coming in, they're competing. Playing hard, they're getting opportunities. So great to see Christian get his first. You know, that's a big goal for a kid, and a great shot. So, you know, it's sink or swim. Gavi takes three penalties tonight. That's a guy I need killing penalties, not taking penalties. So that's hard when he's in the box. And so, you know, it's one of those games where a guy stepped up.
Hitting specifically your defenseman, the injuries, mm-hmm. to the point where it's affected your power play. Can you just talk about the decision to go five forwards on the top unit? I don't know if you've done that here in Columbus for a while, if ever.
Yeah, well, we've never done it since I've been here. But again, the three main power play guys with obviously Z, Bo, and Beaner, you know, we may have adjusted in the third there in a one goal game, depending, but we took a look at it this morning in practice, like what we saw. You know, we talked to him. It gets a little scary when they start attacking off the rush. You saw Max there playing the 1-on-1 against, I don't know how to say, is it Sharinovich, the Russian player? Yeah, Sharinovich, yes, he's a slippery player. And but yeah, you know, we rolled the dice a bit. I thought they did a pretty good job. Obviously come through with you know, some great opportunities and a goal there. So it was the third, it might have looked different, but, you know, we went with it there early. That's just where we're at as far as the numbers game.
You mentioned Gavrikov for penalties. I think he's got seven, maybe eight penalties in his last three or four games, which is kind of high for him. Is this just a bad rash by him?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, we don't need him in the box. We know that. We know how important he is to our team. Yeah, sometimes he just goes through those stretches. He's a very honest, clean player. He's rarely in the box. It's not like so for him to take three tonight, that's a lot.
Do you have an update on Gaunce at all? I know he left earlier in the first.
Yeah, upper body. I'll find out here tomorrow. I don't have any serious update on him yet.
It obviously leaves you with 11 forwards after that. How did guys kind of respond to that? Do you think that some guys kind of liked maybe getting that extra ice time?
I'll guarantee you that they do. Yeah, I thought Danforth thrived in that role tonight. I thought he could have been our best player tonight on our team. The energy he provided, and it wasn't just skating around and hitting. He had some great looks, great opportunities. You shouldn't see more out of his game. I really like what he's bringing to our team as far as not just his energy, but he's also, you can see that skill start to come out. It's like we talked about earlier, you get more opportunity, start feeling it, and, you know, he did a real good job for us tonight.
I guess along those lines, I mean, you put him on the power play there. He's right in the middle, has a nice one-timer there. When you look at that setup, I mean, is that something that you could see him, you know, if he keeps playing like that?
He's played there, and I know that he's played there in Russia, and he's good at it. It's just, you know, sometimes personnel, where he's at, he came in, and we got some guys that can do that role. But you see tonight, he's really good. He did a real good job of drawing the guy high, drops in that spot, and bang, he's got a great shot off there. You know, again, he's catching my eye, you know, and because he's got a great work ethic. He's responsible. He's earning trust, and that's going to get him more ice time.
Similar to what Porty was asking, but not quite. It's more, maybe more focused on Christensen. I mean, the depth of offensive defensemen that you guys seem to have, we mentioned it in camp, but it's starting to come through now. You got these injuries. When you see him come in and play that way, I mean, for the future of this organization, how does that make you feel when you guys are able to kind of roll one after another out there, even if they're hurt, you know, new guy comes?
Yeah, well, the old, you never have too many defensemen, right? We all say that. It's such a hard league, and you're going to run into injuries. You see it with us right now. So, guys, they got to step up, and again, they've been doing a great job in Cleveland of working with these guys and getting them prepared for when they come here, and they've jumped right in and haven't missed a beat. We'll see. I'll know more. Tomorrow's going to be a day off. No, I'll know more Friday morning. Thursday morning, sorry. Days are off. Yeah.